SBS Radio.
Welcome to this new episode of our story podcast about the lives and achievements of inspirational members and quiet achievers across the Indigenous community. She's both highly effective in commercial legal practice and influential across government and corporate Australia in advocating for social change. She's been most recently recognized as one of the top 20 under 40 business entrepreneurs in Australia, amongst many other accolades. Her philosophy of doing law differently has been the driving force behind the growth of her legal firm, one of the largest Indigenous-owned and operated law firms in Australia today. These are the feats of Leah Cameron, founder and principal solicitor at Marawa Law. I am Bertrand Tungandame, and this is the Our Story NITV podcast.
I'm Leah Cameron. I'm the owner of Marawa Law and principal solicitor, and I'm a Palawa Chawulaway woman, and my traditional country is the East Coast of Lutruwita, which is Tasmania.
Growing up, Leah Cameron did not know much about lawyers, but she was acutely aware of what the law was and how the legal system impacted negatively on Aboriginal people.
Growing up as a little person in Lutruwita, I suppose I didn't know what lawyers were. I certainly knew what the law was, though, and I knew what police were, and I knew what jails were, etc., all that sort of thing. Obviously, the family having seen that side of things. And I obviously had also witnessed the fact that, our mob had suffered at the hands of the justice system and how unfairly we were treated in comparison to everyone else.
Leah Cameron was properly introduced to law and the legal profession later in her life, as she was struggling in some of her classes at high school. A high school tutor who happened to be a lawyer herself sparked her inspiration to become a lawyer and the desire to make a difference for her people.
I was in high school and I was getting extra tutoring for English and maths because I really did struggle at school. And the lady that was tutoring me, she happened to be a lawyer. She sort of explained to me what lawyers did and the impact they could have, you know, in people's lives and in individual circumstances. And I just thought how important it was for our mob to have lawyers that kind of understood our situation and our life experience. And I could see from a very young age that there was a real disconnect between, you know, these lawyers out there and our mob being able to access it. And so I suppose that's where that fire in the belly came from. And I realised that this was a pathway that I could take to really make a difference. And that I was very passionate about that.
After graduating in law, Leah Cameron founded her own legal firm, Marawa Law, a practice that's distinctive for being 100% Indigenous owned, with a predominantly Indigenous staff, most of whom are female lawyers. Behind these outstanding statistics, Leah Cameron says the goal is to have meaningful impact, delivering diversity in legal services.
We are quite different, not just in our statistics, you know, having a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lawyers and a lot of women in law. We're sort of putting things topsy-turvy, which is good, that's what we like. But I suppose it's the impact we're having on the legal profession and people accessing services. I think diversity in the provision of legal services is really important. It's important to have people who have different life experiences, lend those lessons that they've learnt to situations, And I think we really are able to bring about different solutions, not just the bog standard ones you see day in and day out. And I suppose as well we're quite unique in that we're lawyers that just don't look at the black and white on a piece of paper. We're interested in relationships and making situations work for everyone's benefit, not just that black and white on the paper.
Leah Cameron says that she doesn't see herself as just another lawyer, and her business is an Indigenous business. She joined the legal profession at a time when Indigenous people were poorly represented in the justice system. Often, lawyers weren't working in their clients' interests.
See, when I first came into the law, very enthusiastic, and you look to those who are more experienced, I came to realise that quite often lawyers would sadly bully or bamboozle clients. You know, it wasn't always about giving them all the information and then the clients being able to make those decisions and determine their own destiny. Sadly, in some situations, it was just about what the lawyer thought was right, so they looked good before the courts or their colleagues. And that really frustrated me. I was really angry about that. And I thought, well, you know, at the end of the day, it's not their country to make these decisions. You know, it's our decisions to be made. And whether or not, as lawyers, we agree with it, guess what? It's not our decision. So I thought sort of there and then, I went, I don't want to be a part of that way of doing business. I want to make sure our mob receive, you know, the full information that's out there, and then they have that power to make the decision that they want, whether I agree with it or not, it doesn't matter. So that's something that I'm really passionate about, and I think, you know, over time we're seeing big changes with that, and I think large corporates are seeing the importance of self-determination for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and making sure, even if they're on the other side negotiating a deal, it's really important that they have access to quality legal representation. It's for the benefit of everyone.
Leah Cameron and Marawa Law do a lot of pro bono work, and they have developed career pathways for Indigenous people through education. An initiative stemming from Leah Cameron's own experience. She says she was fortunate enough to gain support in the early stages of her career, a type of support, she adds, was not always available to other Indigenous people. Through her legal firm, she's developing opportunities for First Nations people in all areas of legal practice.
I was very fortunate that I had a good career pathway, starting with my education at university. I was an Indigenous cadet, and I really understood the benefit of practical workplace experience, particularly in areas where I had no connections, and my family had no connections, and my mob had very few connections. And so I suppose I've identified, look, it's so crucial that, you know, Marawa Law as a firm help bring through the ranks as many junior lawyers as we can, or create networks where we can help second them into other firms and the like to really get that experience. As I said, we just don't have the connections. It's so important as well that it's not just in the typical areas that we practice as lawyers, so outside of family and criminal law, you know, we need more of our mob in, you know, business areas like commercial law and intellectual property and litigation. That's what's crucial. And so, you know, we're really passionate about providing genuine pathways to give introductions and also in ongoing employment. You know, we want this to be a lasting impact for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lawyers.
Running a legal firm with predominantly female lawyers does not mean they restrict their work exclusively to issues of interest to women. Leah Cameron is qualified in different areas of law, including commercial law. Marawa Law also specializes in various aspects of Indigenous law, including land rights and cultural heritage laws.
the main aspects, I suppose you could really boil it down to two things, and that is commercial law and what we call Indigenous law. So that includes all your native title, cultural heritage, you know, all those things wrapped in into one, but also delve into other areas. So we are quite specialist, but it's interesting, we don't just act for our mob. Obviously, we have a skill set that's really useful, for example, to local governments across Australia. We act for a lot of local governments. We act for a lot of large corporates and government-controlled organisations, which is great because we can bring that experience in acting for all different sides of a, you know, transaction. We always know what to look out for and make sure we're really ethical in our dealings, and our clients are as well.
Leah Cameron and her legal firm have received many accolades from industry and other bodies, but she believes that the greatest recognition for herself and her team is acknowledgement from community and peers that they are making a genuine contribution.
It's not so much awards, even though they're wonderful to receive. For us, I think it's more wider recognition in the community that we receive, you know, and from our colleagues. Most recently, for the first time ever, we received international recognition for the Chamber's Guide for expertise in native title. And in fact, one of our solicitors, Cassie Lang, I believe, is the first Indigenous lawyer to be listed for Chambers, which is fantastic. But as I said, it's more just being, you know, recognised in the community as being able to, you know, make a genuine contribution in what we do every day. That's what we're all about, and that's why we're in business at the end of the day.
Aboriginal lawyers are often involved in dealing with the cultural repatriations. For Leah Cameron, working on the repatriation of her ancestors' remains is something she's very passionate about. Her own mob has been at the forefront of cultural repatriations for over 50 years.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lawyers, not only, you know, we've got to carry out our duties during the day, but like all our mob, we have cultural responsibilities, you know, coupled with that. And this is something that I'm very passionate about. My mob's been, you know, leading the charge on repatriation for probably close to 50 years now. They've been heavily involved with many institutions. It's something that we continue to grapple with. It's an ongoing battle, you know, because our view of the world is First Nations people is very different to a lot of scientific or traditional scientific views that don't really incorporate our diversity of perspectives. So I think over time, though, the campaign that we've run has obviously been very successful. You know, and I've personally been involved in negotiation and repatriations, which was probably one of the greatest honours I've ever had for my mob. But there's a long way to go, a lot of attitudes that need to change. But I think we're in a really good space now where people understand the value of engaging with First Nations people, and it's happened across the world. And that I think over time we will see some changes, but there's a long way to go, and there's still a lot of our old people over there who we need to look after and bring them home. My community's been actively involved in repatriation for probably close to 50 years. Over many of those years, there's been repatriation delegations sent overseas and within Australia too, to bring home our own people and or just negotiate their return. And you know, there have been changes in legislation over time in different countries around the world to allow those returns, you know, but as I said, there's still more to take place, and lots of mobs are starting on that journey. But I suppose, you know, there are many lessons to learn, and it's great to see that many mobs working together to share their experiences and gain strength from each other.
But ultimately, how does Leah Cameron see the legal profession for her people? What are the opportunities and challenges ahead?
I think the greatest opportunity is that, you know, we are starting to see more and more Indigenous businesses enter the landscape. And I think a lot in life will be improved more quickly by us engaging in business and generating our own economy and that sort of thing than what can be achieved through government. I see the impact my business and other Indigenous businesses have, not just on our staff, but what we do creates impacts in our own communities. So I think that's phenomenal. But in terms of, you know, the issues we're facing, I think a lot of people see the benefits that can arise from Indigenous businesses. And I think we've got some snakes in the grass chasing people to, you know, go into joint ventures in our mob. We're pretty well attuned to those sort of people, but we've still got to watch out and protect each other.
Lucky, she says, black cladding is not that prevalent.
Thankfully, you know, people are cottoning onto it and calling it out, because it is having a genuine impact on the true intent of the policy in terms of having impact on communities. And I think nowadays people are looking more closely beyond ownership percentages. They're really looking at, you know, well, how many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employees they have, what's the impact on the community, and is the Indigenous business owner just a puppet? Or, you know, are they meaningfully engaged in the business? And even if it is a joint venture, that's okay. But is there a transfer of capability, meaning in the long term they're going to be running the show and being truly empowered? That's what it's all about.
That's it for this episode of Our Story Podcast. Thank you to our guest, Leah Cameron, founder and principal solicitor at Marawa Law. And if you want to listen to more of our podcasts, the NITV podcast, Take It Black or Balling Out, go to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.